SBS Filipino sa radyo, online at mobile.
Maraming salamat, TJ. Marami pa pong ihahatid ng mga balita at mga ulat sa atin si TJ ngayong araw. Pero ito muna, mga pinakahuling kaganapan dito sa Australia. Isang pagpupulong po ang isasagawa sa Parliament para pag-usapan ang pagbubukas ng international borders ng Australia sa mga turista. Pero ayon kay Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, hindi pa ito napapanahon, lalo na at mataas pa rin ang kaso ng mga namamatay dahil sa COVID-19. Narito po ang detalye. Nais ni Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews na magbukas ang international borders ng bansa pero hindi pa sa ngayon. Sa ulat ng pahayagan ng News Corp, magpupulong ang National Security Committee ng pamahalaan ngayong araw kung saan inaasahang mabibigyan na ng petsa ang pagbubukas ng Australia para sa mga turista. Tinatayang 2 o 3 linggo ay papapasukin na sa bansa ang mga bisita. Ayon kay Binibining Andrews sa panayam ng ABC Insiders program, magbubukas lamang ang Australia kung ligtas na itong gawin.
We have been speaking with health professionals. We are getting ready to open as soon as we can. So we're not at that point now. We actually went through a process. We're delivering exactly on the process that we said we would undertake. So we opened for families. We opened various pathways, including from Singapore, Japan, South Korea. We've opened to economic cohorts. We've opened to international students. The next phase is to open for tourists. We need to bring those back. So as soon as we can, we will be opening to international tourists. We don't have all of the information that we need to be able to take the decision.
Isinasaalang-alang naman umano ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison ang katayuan ng mga ospital bago gumawa ng anumang desisyon. Sa ngayon, ilang skilled migrants, backpackers at mga estudyante ang pinapayagan ng makapasok sa Australia. Pero ani Ginoong Morrison, kailangang pag-usapang mabuti ang pagbubukas para sa ibang biyahero.
We are considering the further opening of the borders to international visitors as many of our states now move and through and past their peaks. The key issue that we have been examining and I have asked for advice from our health officials now over recent weeks is how that decision could impact on our hospitals, which has been our primary consideration. But the previous opening up of the borders has gone very well.
Samantala, sa New South Wales naman, inanunsyo ni Premier Dominic Perrottet ang bagong kampanya sa paghikayat sa mga residente na magpa-booster shot.
We have a booster rate here in New South Wales of around 47%, I think tick over 47%. We want to get that higher. Not for the sake of it, because we know that vaccinations and boosters have put downward pressure on our hospitalizations and ICU presentations in this state.
Sa Victoria naman, umabot na ng higit 60,000 ang aktibong kaso ng tinamaan ng coronavirus, habang sa Queensland, tumataas ang bilang ng mga namamatay mula sa aged care facilities dahil sa virus. Ayon kay Deputy Premier Stephen Miles, 4 lang sa 9 na nasawi nitong linggo ang fully vaccinated at wala ni isa ang nakatanggap ng booster. Kaya naman nananawagan siya sa federal na pamahalaan na magbigay ng mas maraming impormasyon tungkol sa vaccination rates ng mga aged care facilities.
These facilities, the staff and the residents should all be double vaccinated and boosted. Now they're not. We know they're not because it's coming through in the death figures. We can't get data though to tell us how many residents have been boosted, which aged care facilities are all boosted, which are below targets, where the Commonwealth has been and where they haven't been. And so it's very difficult to see where we can assist. We've requested that data. It hasn't been provided to us. And as you've seen over recent days in particular, if more people were boosted, then less people would be dying.
Patuloy naman ang pagbaba ng naitatalang kaso sa ACT kasunod ng bagong COVID-19 vaccine milestone ng bansa. Sa ngayon, 95% na ng Australians na edad 12 pataas ang nagkaroon ng isang dose ng bakuna. Yan ay ayon kay Health Minister Greg Hunt. At ang ulat po na yan ay binuo ni Peggy Giacomelos sa SBS News na atin pong isinalin sa ating wika.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.